Fucking trains. They are quite boring, really. Traveling from point A to point B. No one really wants to be packed into a tight space with a bunch of strangers. But that's the reality. People picking a free space to just stare into and daydream. Desperately trying to ignore one another. Except for those times where your eyes cross paths with the strangers. And then cue that moment where you look away, awkwardly. But sometimes, you get more than you bargained for. I've seen you stand out among the mindless zombies many times before on our shared commute. The way you wear your hair, the way you walk, the fucking glorious smell of your perfume as you pass by. I do not know if you understand just how fucking desirable you are. The subject of many a guy's fantasy, I'd guess. You sit across the aisle from me, earphones in, and I can't tell what you're listening to, but I see you strumming an imaginary beat on your thigh. I couldn't be any less subtle with my staring if I tried. Our gazes meet, and I am transfixed. Like I'm staring at the fucking sun, and I can't look away. Oh, your red-stained lips curl upwards, and your eyes say, hello, but they don't look away. No one else exists. Oh, it's been a long day, but I feel an urge of excitement run through my body. And all I can think about is touching you and kissing you, fingering and fucking you until you scream. It's so easy to drift away after a long day to the point where everything gets blurry, but a bump of the carriage brings me back. Those gorgeous eyes aren't directed at mine anymore. Oh no. You're watching where my hand is resting. On that bulge you've unknowingly helped create. I see anticipation in your eyes. They widen as I ease my hand along my restrained cock. Oh, okay. A voyeur, are you? Glancing back up at me, you quickly avert your eyes. Your cheeks are flushed. Is that embarrassment or arousal? Either way, don't be shy now. You can watch. Looking around, somehow at this time there's not as many people crowding the train. I still have to be careful, though. There we go. I have your attention again. Let it be your full attention this time. It's so adorable how you're shifting uncomfortably in your seat. Do you have an itch you'd like scratched? Huh? Do you even realize you're licking your lips right now? Does it turn you on watching me rub my stiff cock through the strained fabric of my jeans? I wonder how you'd feel to know that this stranger on the train has imagined fucking your mouth. and plastering load after fucking load of thick, hot cum all over your face. Your own hand brushing against your neck and down your arm with a deep inhale. You're thinking about it, aren't you? Making the most of a mutually beneficial situation. Pondering if you can get away with easing your fingers into your underwear. I wonder if you're even wearing any. I can't help but smirk. Your hand comes to rest on your skirt as you stare, seemingly hypnotized. They don't dip inside, but you're clearly rubbing the inside of your thighs. Another bump of the train as we slow down at the next stop. An exchange of passengers, more off than on. Luckily, our carriage has emptied a bit more. It's just a scattering of people, but not too close. That's my cue. It's time I came and sat next to you. Funny how we've never talked yet and found ourselves playing a very public game. I pull out one of your earphones and press my mouth to your ear. Hi. Your only response, a nervous mumble that sounded like a greeting. I want to get straight to the point. You should know. I'm going to finger fuck that cunt of yours on this train. If you don't want it, tell me to fuck off back to where I came from and we'll forget any of this happened. I know you want it. The way you were watching me. Just nod your head for me. Yeah. Good girl. The thought of someone stumbling over our little scene is enough to get blood pumping in all the right places. Use your jacket to cover your lap. We can at least try to make this seem low-key. It'll do. There's no one facing us. I get a shiver as my hand reaches beyond the waistband of your skirt. Such a shame. I can't help but smile at your perplexed look. I was hoping you weren't wearing any panties. You're blushing. I bet the inside of your pussy is as pink as your cheeks are right now. How does my hand feel resting on your mound? Fucking hell, you're soaking wet already. The way I'm tracing my fingers along the folds of your pussy lips. Those cotton panties of yours are sticking to you. If I had the time, I'd tease you like this for hours until you were just fucking aching, pleading for me to make you flood yourself all over this train. I can feel how your body betrays you as I tighten my grip on the only thing separating my fingers from your dripping cunt. Stretching your panties taut against your wetness. That cunt is mine for this ride. What if I stroke my fingers against the fabric? Yeah? Oh, I'm so close to being inside of you. Is that what you want? Just heavy breaths from you now. Submit to it. Submit to me. Let go of inhibition and I'll make you come as many times as you want. As you need. Good girl. Grind against your panties. Feel the friction. How long until my fingers are inside you? Are you dying to be impaled by them? Oh, you want it so badly. Where your eyes were friendly and welcoming before, I only see unadulterated lust. Desire to be fucked until you're clenching around me. Do you like tugging at your panties? There's barely a dry piece of material left as they press against you. An approving look is all I need. Pull them down. Pull them down. No one's looking. No one will see. I want full access to you. Readjusting in your seat, you manage to drop them over your thighs. Ah, shit. I can imagine the sight from down there. I so badly want to kneel down right here and bury my head in between your legs and just make you writhe on my tongue. Fuck. I want to make you a quivering mess just to clean you out. I'd let you wrap your thighs around my neck and just squeeze while I explore each and every inch of your tight cunt. Such a shame, that'd be too obvious. Are you sure you still want to carry on? I can just go wander over back to my seat. That fiery look says more than words can. Shall we see how sensitive your clit is? Just a slight brush of my finger. That's right. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid to let out a little moan. Just not too loud, or we may have an audience. Or would you like that? Perhaps you're a bit of an exhibitionist as well as a voyeur, huh? Yeah, squirm for me. Squirm while I massage your clit and take it between my fingers. That's it. Rock your hips into it. Your rapid breathing is so fucking hot. Oh, damn. The way your stomach is just rising and falling. Can you come with me, just touching your hot little button? Are you that sensitive? So into the moment, I didn't realize we were nearing the next station. You meekly try and let me know this is your stop. No, no. You're not getting off this train until I get you off. That pleading look, but you're not fighting it. That look of shock as you see people edging their way down the center aisle. That slight look of fear as you come to realize, I'm not gonna stop toying with you. But still, you don't fight it. They're oblivious. While I'm flicking your clit, people are walking past us. If they only paid attention, they'd see the movement. They'd hear how fucking out of breath you are. Be a good girl. Keep rocking while I rub you raw. As luck would have it, our carriage is nearly empty as we pull away again. I know you're close. I want you to focus and come for me. Can you do that? Forget everything. Just come for me. Yeah. Let it wash over you. Come for me while I rub that clit. you look so fucking sexy there, bucking your hips as waves of orgasm hit you. I'm letting you come down. That's it. That's it. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Take a breath. Breathe. Breathe deeply. My stop is next. We still have a little bit of time. I want you to come again before I step off this train. Are you ready for round two? Not that I give you a chance to answer. I plunge two fingers into your creamy, wet cunt, causing you to smother your face into my shoulder. Yeah. Oh, moan into me. Yeah. Moan into me. Give up everything. Hey, it sounds so fucking lewd. Your cunt is so wet, and the way my fingers are just fucking your hole relentlessly, I'd be surprised if passengers up that way can't hear it. Can you take three? Yeah. Three fingers just slamming into you over and over and over again. Oh, yeah. Very good girl. Ride my fucking fingers. Bounce until they disappear. So fucking deep inside you. Don't you dare fucking hold back. Anyone looking would have no doubt what was happening right now. The way you're slapping against my fingers and the seat, this is a fucking scene. Keep going. Keep going. Because I'm just going to keep going and going. Let's see how many times you can come for me before we stop. Yeah? Are you close again? I'm not taking my fingers out of that wet cunt until you're completely drained. Shake for me. Shake. Tremble and feel it throughout your whole body. Feel it. We don't have much time. Please come again. Please be a good girl and come for me. Have that pussy tighten around my fingers and squeeze uncontrollably and go with it. Fucking go with it. Yeah. Yes. I can feel it. Clenching around my fingers while they fuck you. Oh, just feel that fucking orgasm come all over my hand and let it all drip out over and over. Let your cum drip all the fuck out. Oh, oh, you're such a good girl doing this for me. Think your orgasms broke the whole fucking train, but we're just slowing down to where I have to jump off. For the first time in what feels like hours, my hand finally sees the light of day again. My fingers are still sticky with your sweet juices. It'd be rude not to sample it. You still look like you're in a bit of a daze, but this journey is coming to end. Well, this is me. See you tomorrow. It might be an idea to leave your panties off before getting on the train. That is, if you want to make this more of a one-time thing. This could be the start of something very fun.